And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You are tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have Michelle Putz. She is part of the Sitka Global Warming Group. She is also a former assembly member. And she is hosting, along with some other folks, a community discussion around placing a fee on plastic and paper bags at grocery stores, and that is coming up this Thursday at the Sea House. Welcome to Morning Edition, Michelle.
Thanks for having me, Melissa.
Well, can you please give us the outline on this proposal, placing a fee on bags that are not reusable?
So this is something that's been coming for a while, and we just want to see a way to reduce our waste and do a lot of other great things by putting a fee or a tax, kind of like the cigarette tax, on not one-time use, the bags that you get at checkout counters, and not just at grocery stores, but at stores across the board here in Sitka, both plastic and paper. And we're thinking a lower fee for paper because it does have much less of an environmental footprint than plastic, but trying to get that fee and then use that fee, half of it to help fund schools and half of it to help stabilize the electric rates for residential folks here in Sitka. So it's not like we're going to do a fee and then use it for, you know, God knows what. We want to use it to help community members here in Sitka.
So this has been a process, developing this idea, this concept. And you were one of the folks behind the reusable bag library, and that ties into this as well.
Yeah, we really wanted to do this in the right order. There's places that have completely outlawed bags, plastic bags. There's places that do fees. We wanted to make sure that people were ready for this. So we started with the bag library thinking, okay, it'll be a place where people can start to, you know, if they need to borrow one, they can use one. Or if they have been using them, but they forgot them, they'll have somewhere to do it. So that was just sort of the starting point. And it's also a good way that when we actually, if this actually gets passed through, that we can use that as a way to distribute bags to people who maybe don't have any or can't afford to get reusable bags.
How well is that bag library being utilized?
I think it's working pretty well. I mean, there's days where I get really depressed. I go in there and they're completely empty. But I go back the next day and there's 10, 15 bags in there. So, you know, the bags are going out the door and they're coming back in some of the time.
So you want to bring citizens together this Thursday to really talk about this proposal, to really flesh it out, to bring a diversity of really critical perspectives to the table.
We do. One of the things that we hope to talk about at this meeting Thursday night is to have people think about some of the potential opposition points and some solutions to them. So things like, you know, if lower income folks, if they don't have the funding to have reusable bags, how can we get reusable bags to them? So, you know, different ideas behind that. Maybe we get some grants and we purchase bags and we bring them around to places where we might expect people have challenges. Or we don't have, you know, I use plastic bags for my dog's poo in the morning. Where can I get, you know, what am I going to do about that? And just talk about ideas of ways that we could fix, you know, here's the problem, here's a fix. Let's find different solutions.
So as I mentioned, you've been working on this for a little while. Why now? Why is this coming to the fore now?
That's a really good question. I think some of it's that I have more free time. Some of it is that I'm really hearing from the community that there's people that want to do this. And I found a cohort in passion. Christy Anderson works over at Mount Edgecombe, and she was really interested in this as well. So finding people who want to do it and hearing people just come to me and say, we should do this. So it just seems like the right time. We've started the bag library. We're, you know, we have some ideas behind it. So I think we're ready.
So what are some of the whys, the bigger whys behind why do this at all?
reducing our waste is part of it. We just go through so many plastic bags here. And I think a lot of people think that they're getting recycled in Sitka. And when you talk to the grocery stores, there isn't a market for recycling. So I think most of those are getting thrown away. A lot of it has to do with the bags getting into the ocean and becoming just breaking up. They never break down. They just break up. and they are getting into our food system. You know, there's scientists that are studying this, and it sounds like they're finding plastic in the stomachs of salmon. And you and I, everyone in Sitka probably eats salmon. So the idea that that plastic is getting into us as well is a pretty scary idea. It's also killing off lots of wildlife as well. It's got, I'm trying to remember the right words for this. It's an estrogen mimic. And so it can affect our reproductive abilities and health, not just ours, you know, animals as well, but human health. So it's there's some important ramifications of plastic. There's the eyesore aspect of it, you know, seeing them in trees, seeing them out in the ocean. There's nothing more sad than being in the middle of nowhere. It's beautiful seeing a plastic, you know, plastic bottle or a plastic bag floating in the water. So there are lots of reasons we should be doing it.
So there are a number of models for this across the country, as you mentioned. Are you looking to those for inspiration and guidance?
You know, we're looking at Sitka for inspiration and guidance. I mean, there's certainly places that have just outlawed them completely. But part of the reason that we came up with this as a fee is that we really do have some needs here in Sitka to pay for. And this is a small way, a very small way, to help us, you know, hopefully stabilize our electric rates a little and help fund the schools. And the goal is really that we change people's behavior so that people are using reusable bags and we're not paying the tax. I mean, that's our real goal. It's not that we make a ton of money on this. It's that we change people's behavior and that they start to see things as reusable instead of just throwaway. And it's true, though, that the visitors that come to our town could continue to help us pay for these things over time. And I think that's okay. It would be great to teach them, you know, the right way to think about waste as well.
And one more question about this before we repeat the whens and the wheres. But you are a former assembly member. Your experience on the assembly, has that helped inform how you turn grassroots movement into concrete change?
That's an interesting question. I think that what I've learned, I mean, it's great to be on the assembly, and there's definitely big things that you can do on the assembly, but you also realize that people with a passion and who care can often get things done better, quicker, and in a more creative way than a small group of seven. So I think it's great to have groups like this think of ideas, work towards them, try to flesh them out as best they can, and then bring them to the assembly. So that's really, I think, one of the ways that we hope that this will really happen, is that we can get that groundswell of support and bring it to the assembly, and they'll see, you know, the logic behind it as well as the passion behind it and the caring.
So this community discussion is going to happen on Thursday, the 22nd, at the Sea House. What time?
It will be 7 o'clock. Again, at the Sea House, which is there behind St. Peter's Church on Lincoln Street.
Okay, and really quickly, you're also hosting a climate change lobby at your house on Tuesday the 27th. What's that all about?
Citizens Climate Lobby is a national group that's working on something sort of similar. It is a tax on carbon. It's a carbon tax. So things that create more carbon dioxide, like fuels, would be taxed more. And then that fee would just be gathered and split up, I think, across all families across the United States. So that's where the money would go, with the idea being that you're trying to encourage people to understand that carbon does have consequences. And so by teaching people what has the most consequence, hopefully things will change. But it's a lobby group, so they're trying to teach people about what they want to do and then lobby, you know, essentially their elected officials to try to get things passed that will hopefully help everyone.
So you'd like a local lobby group that'll be part of this larger national effort?
It would be, yeah.
Okay, and again, that's Tuesday, the 27th at your house, which is where?
131 Shelikov.
And what time?
2 p.m.
Okay, we are just about out of time. Any parting thoughts, Michelle?
We hope we see people this Thursday at 7.
Okay. We've been speaking with Michelle Putz. She's with the Sitka Global Warming Group, and she is hosting Bag It for Change, a community discussion around placing a fee on plastic and paper bags at local stores.